Hello, this is Shalini. Today we will learn about concept, origin and history of statistics. This is the lesson 1 of unit A of statistics applicable in assessment for learning. After completing this lesson, you will be able to explain the concept of statistics, summarize the concept and history of statistics, explain the meaning of statistics, recognize the work done by statisticians, appreciate the contribution of statisticians. Concept of statistics. In day-to-day life, a teacher has to deal with many kind of data in assessing students, in comparing the learning performance among students, in modifying teaching learning activities, and in evaluating curriculum. A teacher has to go through with different kinds of data. To carry out all these activities, varied types of data need to be collected. Generally, we collect data in two forms, or we can say we collect information in two forms. One is numeric and second is non-numeric, that is facts. So this is not data, this is just a information. But when we process this information, this becomes data. Now see what is statistics. So the process of collecting, organizing, analyzing and interpreting data is known as statistics. Whenever we process any type of data, whenever we collect any type of data, whenever we analyze any type of data or we interpret it in any form, it is known as statistics. Now see what is the origin of statistics. It is originated from two fields. One is game of chance and second political field. Game of chance is concerned with the concept of chance or probability. This field is basically related to the gamblers. So we can say that statistics is originated from the gamblers. And the other field, that is political field, is concerned with collection of state related data. In political field or in political area, the stakeholders of politics has to deal with many kind of data, or they have to collect different kind of data. They have to do some analysis on that data, so they get some meaningful conclusion out of that. So in that sense, we can say that statistics is originated from political field. So there are main two fields. First is game of chance and second is political field. If we talk about the word statistic, statistic word is originated from a Latin word, that is status. Some says it originated from Italian word, that is statista. Both have the same meaning, that is political state or government. Some other thoughts are also present regarding the origin of statistic word. One is it is originated from German word, that is statistic. And another thought regarding origin is it is originated from a French word, that is statistic. Here the pronunciation is quite similar, but the spelling is different. The meaning of both is state. So in conclusion, we can say that all four words, either Latin, Italian, German or French, has different origin word, but the meaning is same. According to John Grant, 1620 to 1674, the word statistics is originated from Italian word status and another Italian word stato. Here the meaning is quite different from the previous ones. Status and stato is known as a person who deals with affairs of the state. He or she can be a king or monarch or government. So in this sense, statistics is described as the science of king, the science of statecraft. Here the meaning of statecraft is the art of managing state affairs. How a king or monarch or government is efficient in managing state affairs impacts their power to deal with different kinds of problems and affairs related to state. I hope the origin of statistics is clear to you now. Now let's see prominent statisticians and their contribution in the field of statistics. So first is Abraham de Moivre. He has given the theory of probability, an equation of normal probability curve, that is called NPC. His time period is 1667 to 1754. After him, another statistician is Gauss, 1777 to 1855. He gave the method of least square, normal distribution, and application of NPC. Next is Francis Galton, 1800 to 1822 to 1911, he gave the concept of correlation and regression. These are very meaningful and helpful concepts in the field of statistics. 1857 to 1936, Carl Pearson, he gave the concept of Pearson product movement correlation and chi-square distribution. Next is Charles Spearsman, 1863 to 1945. He gave the concept of Spearsman rank correlation coefficient and factor analysis. Next is 1890 to 1962, Ronald A. Fisher. He gave the concept of experimental design, ANOVA, concept of randomization in experimental design. I hope now you get a short introduction about statistics and some information about statisticians and their contributions. If you have any kind of doubt, you can ask us by comment in the comment box. Thank you and have a nice day.